Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Rapidly moving show on this Wednesday edition. 615-844-5600 from the F&M Bank Hotline, broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios. We'll take a call here, Jeff in the Borough. Welcome in, sir.
What's happening, Bill? Did you have a good weekend, Bill?
Let me think back. Let me make sure I'm right. I think I did. I don't really remember.
You don't really remember? Did you watch? You must have watched too much Triple D, you know?
I had on Triple D and then the Super Regionals. I do remember that part.
Okay, well, you probably watched. I guess you watched Tennessee beat it, but Spank LSU pretty good, so I know that. So, but. So let me ask you something, Bill. If Tennessee and Vandy play for the Super Regionals, I assume you'll be for the Balls, correct?
You mean for the Super Regionals?
Yeah, for the Natty. For the
you know what? I don't know if I've got a emotional tug there because I like Vanderbilt baseball a ton, too. Tony Vols is relatively new to the scene, but I love watching them. They play so loose and free. I'm not sure. That's a very good question. I'm not sure where my emotions would lead me there.
Well, we're going to find out a lot about some media here in Middle Tennessee where their loyalties lie. We're going to find out a lot of people in Middle Tennessee, meet radio, TV, and everything else if it does happen. We're going to find out a lot where their bread's buttered. We're going to find out. So I don't know if it'll be WNSR or WKSR. It might be Knoxville Sports Radio in Middle Tennessee if they do play for a Natty. I don't know if they will or not. They both are real good teams, though. So, you know, Vandy's got good pitching. I guess the Balls are hitting pretty good. So we just have to wait and see. But just kind of hanging out, Bill, watching some baseball. Cubs fan, they're still tied in first place. So they keep losing. The Brewers keep losing, too. So I guess
what's that on in the background? Sounds like cartoons or something.
No, I've got some music on in the background, Bill. Hanging out. Just kind of hanging out. But I did want to say, Bill, did you see the college basketball thing yesterday about Calipari?
No.
He's going to be on the Minutemen or Rushmore, Mount Rushmore, UMass. It's going to be him, Candy, Dr. J, and Dr. J's coach in the 70s. They're going to put a little Mount Rushmore in UMass. He's going to be on there.
So is it a statue or is it on a mountain or what?
Yeah, all four of them. All four of them. Candy, him, and Dr. J, and his coach in the 70s. His all-time winningest coach at UMass, and Calipari is second. But Calipari put him on the map and won the Final Four, you know, in the 90s.
Played Kentucky that year, twice.
He played Kentucky that year, yep, played Kentucky that year. And so for all of Calipari's haters, just one more honor for the man that they say can't coach anymore. But we'll find out this fall when he goes up against Coach K at Duke in November. We'll find out if he can coach, if he can bring it back, because – Like you said, at the Final Four, people celebrate and laugh at our expense, and hopefully it won't happen again. But of course, Stoops won't ever win no East, so we know that he's got to take some more abuse from beating outside of Kentucky next month when he goes to the media days. Just part of the job, par for the course for a Kentucky football coach. Hang in there, Bill, and watch those Tony V and the Corbs and the LSU fans, Bill, think Corbs is a nerd. I can tell you that. Corbs is a nerd, what LSU fans think. So hang in there, Bill. See you.
Why was it necessary to tell us what LSU fans think of Corbs? I can tell you this, they would love to have Corbs as their coach. Corbs is not leaving Vanderbilt. No reason to. He owns it. He owns his situation. He wins big. He's one of the only ones that doesn't get messed with by Kirkland Hall and all the headaches that come with Vanderbilt. Think about it. Tim Corbin has taken a ground zero Vanderbilt baseball program that you would never, ever hear about or think about or consider in your mind. It would never even come up in your mind, right? During a period where Vanderbilt has shown very little inclination to give a rip about anything other than hoity-toity, woke academics, etc. That's all they care about, right? Now, again, I'm talking about historically. It sounds like they're caring right now. I'm open-minded to it. I've been lied to about them for about 50 years, but it sounds like they're pointing themselves in the right direction. But historically, they have not pointed themselves much ever in the right direction. Tim Corbin has taken a ground zero situation and made them arguably the best baseball program in America. Through all of that. So he'd be crazy. If he's survived and not only survived, but become dominant during all of that. I mean, he's set forever. Coach another 100 years if he feels like. Right? Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut. Now, see, I love this kind of stuff. We're talking down in Florida about the hurricane predicament. If you're going to live down there, the hurricane situation. And it's always nice to have that beach nearby. It's always nice to have the weather that's consistent. Now, it's consistently hot, but still. It's the sunshine state. Think about the word sunshine. That's happy, right? It's a happy place for the most part. Right? But then the negative, which would be the occasional hurricanes, which can be devastating. Doug DiBiase's up in Connecticut. Totally different situation, but his is about the cold weather. Says, echoing Jim and Jupiter's call about generators. You got to have one. They're essential up here in the Northeast during the winter. Snow and ice storms can knock out power for days. Need the generator to keep the house from freezing and pipes from bursting. Cost a lot, but our Generac is great. That is one item that I have always wanted and never bought would be a generator. Now, here where we're at, we don't have hurricane problems. We don't have, it may get too cold, what are you going to do? No, we've had a little bit of that, but it's not a yearly thing. It's a very rare occurrence. It gets so cold, you've got no electricity. As a matter of fact, I can't even remember. I guess if you get an ice-type storm and you got ice hanging off the wires, the electrical wires outside, that can be a problem. But frankly, maybe I'm just lucky. I've not had that problem. I know the lady on the farm, actually she bought the place from me, the farm next to the one, she had this generator was the size of a small garage. I mean, because she had a big house, she had a barn, she had a ton, you know, 30 acres, a ton going on there. And that thing would kick in anytime the electricity would die. And you could hear it. You could hear it kick in. Now, this isn't one of those things you go buy off the shelf somewhere. You're not going to get this one at Lowe's or Home Depot. This is one they got to come in and install. But I've never owned a generator. I've always wanted one because you never know when you might need it. I've even wanted, I know Alan in Tampa has them because of his travels and everything else and for his bus, but those things are nice. I've always, even for you folks who tailgate, you got a little, buy those little kind of quiet Honda generators. Those look nice. I've never, always wanted one. I've always wanted one just to have it, not for a specific use. Wolverine Dan, I'm told, is on hold. What's up, sir? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good and not good. So I guess I'll give you the not good first because I always like to finish on a positive. You do know there's some rumblings going on with Coach Bo Schembechler.
Yes.
Yeah. God, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And I had to call, you know, look, that's where I draw the line, my friend. You know, I love my team. Don't get me wrong. You know that, okay? But this here, no. This I'm not part of that. I never want to be a part of that. And I have a conscience, Bill. I swear to God, years ago, I had a little small little fender bender, okay? And I kept a secret from my wife, okay? And I finally told her, and because I felt so bad by not telling her actual that day. So it's a little thing like that, you know, that drives me nuts. It's called conscience. I don't know how he coached all those years and knowing this, Bill. I don't understand. Is it that important for your school to be that successful? Is it really?
People need to just, if you don't know what he's talking about, read up on it. You can just Google it. It'll pop right up.
Yeah, I don't want to get to the details. It's kind of nasty. But do you agree with him? Agree with me? Is it worth it, Bill?
Oh, I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's called, it's called having a conscience and having some kind of a moral value. So as far as I'm concerned, it just makes me sick. But the positive, let's go on the positive. You know, I wanted to say this, that, you know, I really think the management and general manager and the coach of this Detroit Lions team is really doing a lot of good moves, Bill. I mean, the draft was really good for us. We picked up a heck of a lineman, first rounder from Oregon. The kid's a monster, 6'6". He's 330 pounds. He's only 20 years old. So he's one of those kind of guys, Bill, that will last with your organization for years. And I could see him at least putting at least 10 years in with the Lions. And we beefed up our not only offensive line, we did our defensive line, the linebacker, and a defensive back, which our defense was very porous. And then on top of that, you add the golf, you know, situation where we got golf. We got two first rounders for the next 2 years. Bill, this team's going in the right direction.
Who's this Lions? I never even heard of this Lions team you're talking about.
Well, you better start learning because it's there. They're there. So,
all right.
You know, Campbell, you got to love Campbell as a coach. Saying real quickly, I'll say this. When we get knocked down, we bite off one kneecap. We knock down again, we bite off the other. I like that kind of coach.
We'll see you later there.
See you, brother.
Wolverine Dan. I'm not sure where that went. There's the music. Music saved us this time. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume here, but it's moving 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. All that traffic coming in from Rutherford County. A couple of accidents out here being cleared 24 right at 440. Also on the scene of an accident from earlier, it's Murfreesboro Pike in Nashboro. They just got the paperwork to take care of. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on. Who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs around 87. For tonight, mostly clear, 62. Sunshine for Thursday, highs near 88. Thursday night, clear, low 66. Friday, sunshine, highs 93. Friday night, mostly clear, low 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
That's a true statement right there. We were just at Kitchen Notes a couple of weeks ago. It was a glorious, triumphant return. Love that place. We will be there. Can't tell you the month, but we will be there regularly at some point here in the future, and can't wait for it. Love that place. Commitments coming up December 15th. I mean, that's way down the road. I know. But lots to look forward to when it comes to the glory of the Omni Nashville Hotel. Tomorrow, just a quick plug, Chris Landry will be with us. Top of hour number two, Josh Newberg. Moved a few months back from Wednesdays to Thursdays. Berg will be with us a little earlier tomorrow morning to hang out as well. I do want to get Catch on here. I have not done that yet. Jeff Ketchum, probably need to do that. Might do that before this week is over. I don't know. He may be. This is kind of vacation time for Catch. I don't know if he's back home in Texas or not. I've caught him a couple times. He was in Vegas. He's a Vegas kind of guy, right? He's one of those guys heads off to Vegas from time to time. I've never been to Vegas, so I couldn't tell you what that's like. But Catch is a Vegas kind of dude. Want to get him on sometime, hopefully this week too. So give me a friendly reminder if I forget to get Catch on. Always love having him part of the show. Catch is incredibly good, and we probably need to dig into the Big 12 a little bit coming up. I think the consensus would be in some order, well, Oklahoma number one, not in some order, Oklahoma number one. Iowa State, then Texas, 2-3. Is that the current consensus about that league as we enter play? Tell you what, you want some good news? When it's announced that Southern California says full capacity, now they don't hardly ever have full capacity at a game, but full capacity is possible if everybody decides to show up and buy a ticket at Southern Cal home games coming up this year. That is good news. We already knew the other areas, but particularly down south, et cetera, Big 12 area, most of the ACC, most of it. But when you hear that Cali, when Southern Cal says full capacity, that's pretty encouraging. Very encouraging. Jeff Toon this morning from his home in Nolensville. Bill, did Jeff in the borough call back and pretend to be Wolverine Dan? What was that? I know we don't talk NFL on your show, but I think Dan feels like the Lions will be relevant sometime soon. I have some waterfront property in Arizona and Magic Bean I can sell to him if he believes this. Yeah, look, we all like Wolverine Dan. Maybe Josh might not, because that's a Buckeye thing. That's a Buckeye-Wolverine thing. But no, Wolverine Dan's been a pretty good caller. That right there, you call this show and start telling me about the Lions front office and how it looks like they're starting to make good decisions and what, Penei Sewell's going to come in. Now, he's high draft pick. Everybody knows him, his days at Oregon and all that. But, yeah, that was you talking about off the beaten path. You call in this show when you talk about the Detroit Lions. I can think of probably a trillion other topics that I would rather you call in and mention, all non-sports related. Seriously. I would rather you call in with anything totally non-sports related than calling in here saying, I think my Lions are doing well. You could call in and say, Bill, when's the best time to go to Kroger and buy kale? And I would be receptive to that. You call in about the Lions and their front office and their draft and what God knows else. Yeah, Jeff, too,'s got a good point. Got a very good point there. Anything non-sports related would be better than you calling about the Detroit Lions on this show. There is nothing ever in the history of this show that would be giving you a hint that it's okay to call in and say, I think my Lions are doing some good things right now. At what point did you listen to this show and say, I would think Bill's going to like that topic. But he did. Look, maybe that's the charm of Wolverine Dan. Maybe he knew that and just as a gotcha, I'm going to do it anyways. That could have been the angle. I don't know if Adam, and Adam probably won't be doing the show once we get to Thanksgiving. I think he probably has other plans by then. He'll have somebody else in here. But if for some reason, Adam, you're stuck here till Thanksgiving, Wolverine Dan, one of his better calls, and this was non-sports related, and it's somewhere there in the archives. We play it around Thanksgiving. He did this a couple of years ago. He said, guys, I don't know if you've tried this, but one of the best turkey recipes ever known to mankind, and we do it every year, is we go to Kroger and we get White Castle. You buy White Castle burgers in the frozen section there at Kroger, wherever, and you chop it up into fine little bits, and you stuff it in the turkey. Then you cook that turkey up, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely delicious. I had never heard of such a thing. I Googled it. It is a thing. I don't know if it's a real popular thing, but it is an item that some people. I had a few people, now not many, I think Josh tried it, a couple people in this audience actually sacrificed a turkey with White Castle stuffing, and the reviews were mixed. I don't know that anybody sent me a message and said it was the worst thing I've ever had. Some actually said it was okay. I don't know anybody that did respond and say, I'm raving about it. This is incredible, Bill. All I know is my wife will not let me. We cook probably four or five turkeys just around Thanksgiving. We cook more before that, too, because of turkey gumbo. That's the best part of it all. But that audio clip, that might be, that's one of Wolverine Dan's best clips ever. No Kev up in the Chicago area says, Bill, that's the state of sports and the state of Michigan that you have to resort to talking about the Lions. See, very good point there. I could never move to a state. Well, to do this job, let me say. Michigan's beautiful, many parts of it. But to do this type of job, I could never move to a state where that would be the topic. I'd rather not do this at all than have that as the topic of the day, every day. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I'd rather just say, you know what, time to move on. Alan in Tampa. Bill, how much is a jar of mayo at Publix? You know, I should know that. We've always got mayo in the fridge. I don't know what the price is. I'm not real good at the pricing. I can tell you, going in a grocery store, I know the pricing of most of the veggie section because I like to get tomatoes. I like to get onions. I like to get avocados. Like to get spinach. Like to get, what else is in there? The, not only the white and the red onions, but the bunch onions. Love them. So I'm going to be good at the pricing there. Something like, what's a normal size jar of mayo cost? Probably $3, $3 or $4. I could be wrong. Not the jumbo size now, just a medium container. Yeah, I'm going to know here's where I'm going to know my pricing. And if you're really good at shopping, you know your pricing. I don't. The veggie area, I'm going to know. Bread, tortillas, the meat section, I'm going to know pretty well. Whether it's brisket by the pound, obviously, or whether it's burger meat, whether it's chicken, whether it's steak. You know, one thing that I have not bought much the last year or two is fish. I love fish and probably should buy more. I have not. My fish pricing may be a little skewed. But yeah, I know those are probably the sections that I'm going to know the most about. Most of the other pricing, I'm not going to be too sharp about. We were talking earlier. SEC football media days, I'm not counting down, are about a month away, a little over a month away, down in Birmingham, Alabama, Hoover, Alabama. I have covered that event. I'm going to give you a round number because I don't know the exact number, but about 30 times through the years, about 30 times. And my first memory of SEC football media days, and I don't know if this was my first year or not, but my first memory is Emmitt Smith, Pensacola, Escambia High School. I believe it was after his freshman year, I think. Because he was a star immediately. And got to remember, you remember in recruiting, Max Emfinger had him downgraded because Emmitt couldn't run. Remember that? Some of you probably don't remember that. Yeah, had him a poor grade because I didn't like the way he ran. Hall of Famer. Anyways, and it was Emmitt, like I've told you many times, explaining to us how he was so close to going to Auburn, but his mom wouldn't let him. Yeah, he was wanting to go join Pat Dye at Auburn. But, and I don't remember the reasoning. I don't know if he gave a reason at the time. I don't think it was anything in particular other than, and Auburn's not that far from Pensacola either. But Mama said, nope, you're going to the University of Florida. And he had an incredible career there. Left right when Spurrier was getting there. But that's the first memory. Again, I don't know if that's the first year, but I've done a bunch of those. And I remember there was really no radio row. If you ever go to SEC football media days, I can tell you right now, if you see radio row, we were the first to pioneer that theory. That radio, the show needs to be down there doing its thing. And we did it, used to do it, and nobody else would be there. Feinbaum, who is located, was located in Birmingham, some of those early years was not there on site with the show. He'd come by for all the interviews, but the show wasn't there that early. It did soon thereafter. Feinbaum did. Frank Frangie down in Jacksonville was one of the first to join us, meaning take the radio show to Radio Row. There was no Radio Row. It was just you found a spot somewhere in the lobby and you did your show. There was no Radio Row. Now there is an organized area called Radio Row, and it's a zoo. It's an absolute zoo. And those guys have fun at it. I don't want any more part of that, but those guys have fun at it. But so many good memories of SEC football media days. So many years. There used to be a, what would I say to describe this? A football, it was a meeting with football referees, officials, okay, on the field with coaches. They'd have a big get together and they would just peruse, brushing up on the rules, and then get into any of the new rules, because every year you got to tweak here or there, right? And a lot of the assistant coaches would show up for this, and again, it was about a week before actual camp would start on each campus. And I remember some of those years we would stay because this would start right after our media days ended. And we would stay and hang out with some of the coaches that we had gotten to know through the years. Woody McCorvey would be one who's now Dabo's right-hand man at Clemson. But many, many years we'd hang out, and I can't tell you all the coaches we met. Remember sitting there having lunch with Danny Ford? Yeah, the God, which is Danny Ford, yes. Curly Holman. I'm just randomly throwing names out at you. Yeah, one year Curly, we were supposed to have lunch. He canceled. And then we're having lunch and he shows up. Curly was acting weird some of those years. I like Curly. But, yeah, his behavior was weird some of those years. Eating with that. Now, I remember sitting there with Danny Ford. Now, this is after Clemson. Because this is the SEC stuff. This is when he briefly had the Arkansas job, if you recall. Yeah, Danny still got his big ranch over there by Clemson. A lot of good memories there. SEC football media days. About a month out. Yeah, about a month out. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The wrapping up this crash here, everybody's looking at it as they drive by. 65 southbound here at Wedgewood. That's why it's a little bit slow coming off the South Loop right now. This is normally where we have wrecks late in the afternoon, but now we've got this crash here over to the side. It's just rubbernecking in both directions, actually, on 65 north and south here at Wedgewood. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a Labish, Terrier, Hound, Chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ, but it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today to find out for yourself with just one bite, with flavors like Oreo, cookie dough, and more. DQ, happy tastes good.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Take a call here. I think we had him the other day, and then he hung up before we could get to him. Dane, welcome in, sir.
What's going on, Bill? And you know, in that retirement life, if I get distracted, I may not come back. I don't know. You know, it's, retirement works that way, man. You can get distracted. But
are you down on the beach? I think
no. I was down there the other day. I was actually at the Four Bama with Greg on Memorial Day Monday.
I
came back. My buddy Cannonball had a golf tournament. A bunch of us were down there at the beach, and then we came over, and then some other guys came from Arkansas and Arizona and different parts of the country. We had a big time, and it was a fun week all the way around.
So, I bet.
But
yeah, I bet.
And I was shocked to hear Jeff kind of spoke a little bit highly of Tennessee baseball a few minutes ago. My question is this, Bill, and this is what I was going to ask you the other day, because you were talking about the transfer portal and NIL and all this whole thing. Have you ever discussed, do you think there'll be a scenario where, say Kentucky's got a good player and he is sponsored by the Ford dealership in Lexington, and they give him $20,000 a year or something, and a new F-150. And then let's say, you know, Alabama wants him, and they call up and they're like, hey, man, transfer, and we'll get your dad an F-150, and we'll give you $50,000 a year. How do you think that's going to work?
It's a big mess.
Is that a fair question?
Oh, it's a very fair question. We are heading into uncharted, obviously, territory here. And the storylines that emanate from name, image, likeness, the freebie transfer, and ultimately expansion of the playoffs are endless, Dane. Now, from that angle, I like it. Overall, I don't like any of it. But from the angle of storylines, we're going to have content coming out of our ears, right? With stories like you just pulled up, which I don't think is far-fetched at all.
Okay, well, you wonder because you're hearing so many things, the other thing is, what are these schools doing to get out in front of it?
Well, see, there's problems there too because you have there's three different levels of rules. You have state by state rules. When it comes to name, image, likeness, some states don't have any. They haven't even gone about it. You've got NCAA rules, and you have the federal rule, which we don't have yet. But they've been kind of discussing it in Congress. It's not going real fast. I don't think anything's going to happen real soon with them. And state by state, they're not unified, meaning they're not the same rule state by state. It's really... Dane, it's a big freaking nightmare, is what.
Well, you know, you hear these guys like Stephen A. Smith and these different guys around, and they're those guys to me are the ones that, are driving it. And the thing about it is, and I've heard you talk about this a couple of times, they're going to keep pushing it, and then Congress is going to get involved in it, and then I think it's once they start legislating it from the federal level. That can go one of two ways. That they'll either make it better or they'll make it worse. So, you know, who knows how it's going to go. But I'm with you. I think it's kind of going to be a big mess. But my whole thing was you get a guy that's getting money from and cars from one school, and then another school says, oh, we can double that, and we can get your dad and mom a car too. So come on down here and play for us. I mean – I just think they're opening up a can of – this is going to be a huge can of worms, man, I think. But anyway, that was my question, man.
All right, Dane. Be good, buddy. Appreciate the call. Jeff, too, says, Bill, I tweeted this about a year ago about Emmett Smith going to Auburn or potentially going to Auburn at the time. He says, if you look at that period between 87 and 89, Auburn won a share – of the SEC every year, 87, 88, 89. Natty winners during that time frame, Miami, Notre Dame, and then Miami again. Yeah, those were some very eye-opening times. And I think maybe my first year was 88-ish. But at least my first memory was about 88. With the SEC, and I believe that, what did that mean? That mean Emmett would be coming off his, I think he'd only played, well, remember, he was an impact true freshman. Yeah, he was very much an impact freshman. And, again, Max Emfinger, if Max Emfinger was ranking him, I think he'd be about a three-star back then. Didn't like, you know, I remember Emmett couldn't run. That was the knock. He kind of scooted. All I know is when he played in a football game, he didn't have much trouble. Now, you didn't think of him as some speed merchant, no. But Emmett had no problem getting lots of yards and becoming a Hall of Famer. That's all I know. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America, Bill, bottom line, Mama wanted the Gators. Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe she just, we're in Florida, you're going to Florida. I don't know what the reasoning was. It worked out. No need to go back and correct his career. I don't think any corrections needed either. I don't know if you max out your abilities better than he did. College and pro, for that matter. We'll get one more break here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The wrapping of this crash here, everybody's looking at it as they drive by. 65 southbound here at Wedgewood. That's why it's a little bit slow coming off the South Loop right now. This is normally where we have wrecks late in the afternoon, but now we got this crash here over to the side. It's just rubbernecking in both directions, actually, on 65 north and south here at Wedgewood. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today, sunshine, highs around 87. For tonight, mostly clear, 62. Sunshine for Thursday, highs near 88. Thursday night, clear, low 66. Friday, sunshine, highs 93. Friday night, mostly clear, low 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Already looking at Thursday. Tomorrow, Chris Landry. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry will be with us. Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, and the Big Three Roll-Up. We'll check in a little earlier also on the Thursday edition. Good show. Yeah, good show today. Lots and lots covered. I'm telling you, folks, I love the non-playing portion of the season. I do not have to have games on Saturday as much as I love them now. And when they come, I'll love them to infinity, but I don't have to have a Saturday game to keep us occupied. I don't need that. I told you last year when they were threatening not to play football at all, content will not be a worry for me. Not worried at all about it. Now, again, I didn't, I didn't want them to not play. I want to take it that far, but was not worried about that in the very least. Love it. Bama Mark, this took some effort here. Posts a picture of Duke's mayonnaise light with olive oil. I don't know if I've had that. I'll crave mayonnaise some. Not a lot. On a, ever make a nice, cool sandwich in the summer? Maybe a little cheese, a little ham, something like that. I always like, sometimes I like, I don't do it every time, but sometimes a little mayo. I've been into the kind of the hotter stuff lately. Maybe some of the hotter Dijon mustard and stuff on a nice, cool sandwich. Sometimes that was some maybe a tomato and some spinach on there. Oh, yeah. Cut it. I've got to cut mine diagonally, too. I don't want the whole sandwich where I got to grab the whole thing. I want it cut and not in halves now. I want it diagonal. It's just the preference now. Don't know why. I can't tell you why that is. It's just my preference. Grab, oh, nice cool sandwich in the summer. Oh my gosh. You know one thing that I've been meaning to go get to is potato salad. We've made it in the past too. It's wonderful. But I love it. I like a little spicy. I like a little kick to that too. Got to be in the summer though. It's got to be middle of the hot summer. Just yummy, yummy, yummy. back to the playoff. No playoff news. It peaked and simmered down about a week ago. We're just waiting on confirmation, okay? We've got the blueprint of what it's likely going to look like. It's a 12-team deal. You're going to have the highest-ranked conference champions get selected, or you could call that automatic bids, however you want to describe it. Then you'll have six others that are at large, and the top four will get byes. Numbers 5 through 8 will play at home in their first game. There's debate about the quarterfinals also being at home. Right now, the plan is for it to sync up with bowl games, but we'll see if that debate even is allowed to happen. I'm not sure I believe they're going to be able to get these folks who are grabbing for the money to do away with the bowl sites for the quarterfinal games just because of the money. We'll see. We'll see. I don't really have a feeling. I don't really care, personally. That the part of the whole equation, that doesn't really, I don't really give a rip about that part of it. And, again, like I've told you, the earliest that we're going to see this would be 23. We know the next 2 years they won't, even if they announce it, we won't go to the 12-team format until 20. Unless something were to abruptly change, but 23 seems to be the earliest. And that would be year 10 of the 12-year deal. Notre Dame, even if they happen to be ranked number one in the polls heading up to the playoffs, cannot be ranked any higher or seeded any higher than number 5 because of conference affiliation, meaning lack thereof. Jack Swarbrick, now the AD at Notre Dame, was part of that 4-team grouping or 4-member grouping and actually agreed with it. I get people, Bill, look at Notre Dame just got spanked, Bill. Look at, first of all, I don't care. And number 2, Jack Swarbrick was in on it. I mean, basically, you need to send me a message and say, Bill, Notre Dame spanked themselves. Docked themselves. If you want to, I mean, does it matter to me where they're ranked or seated? I mean, it doesn't matter to me. 12 teams getting in, as long as Notre Dame maintains where they're at right now, they'll get in every year. Now, they won't be ranked higher number 5. Maybe though, if they're ranked number 5, that means, well, not maybe. It means they get to host a game in December in South Bend, which is not conducive to the weather you want to be part of. At least, well, people down south. Let me put it that way. Maybe others do. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not for it, but if we're going that direction, and I want to see what the regular season feels like. My hunch is that it's going to further weaken the regular season. I mean, think about it. Oklahoma a year ago had two losses that were kind of mediocre losses and then really played a lot better and were peaking towards the end. Those losses meant nothing. They meant absolutely nothing. Is that something I want to be part of? Well, not really, but that's where we're going. Yeah, that's the direction we're going in. At Bill is King on Twitter. Oh, I just got an email to Rusty. Not Rusty Manziel, but another Rusty. Said, Bill, I need to contact at RecTech. I'm going to email him back. My guy left the company, Jordan. That's the contact I was giving all of you every time you'd send me a message. Good guy. I don't know who else to tell you to call them. But I'll look, if you have a question, hit me up. I'll respond to you. Anyways, we'll wrap it up here. Thursday, Chris Landry and Berg, and maybe catch him. Lajpa.